long time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCM The Beat.
Hey there, Mules and Jennies fans. This is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I get a chance to hear from some of the voices of Jennies Golf, head coach Chris Port, and sophomore golfer Mia Rallo. That's coming up on this episode of Sports Page. Okay, everybody, I'm sitting down with Jennies Golf coach Chris Port. Coach Port, thank you for being on the show today.
You are very welcome. Excited to be here.
Coach Port is in his 12th season as head coach of the Jennies after starting the program during the 2012-13 academic year. This season, the Jennies finished in the top five in each of their five events, including four first-place finishes. Last season, the Jennies finished fourth in the NCAA Central Regional and first in the MIAA Women's Golf Championship. Coach Port led the Jennies to their first-ever NCAA Super Regional in the 2015-16 season, placing 12th. Port has also coached 14 WGCA All-American Scholars and seen over 70 players earn a spot on the All-MIAA Academic Honor Roll. Before he began coaching the Jennies, Port was a Mules golfer during the earlier years of Coach Poe's tenure, from 1990 to 92. After graduating from UCM in 1992, Coach Port began working for Mules National Golf Club in 1995. Coach Port is the head golf professional for Mules National Golf Club, and he has been a Class A member of the Professional Golfers Association of America since 1997. Now that we've learned about the man on paper, let's learn from his own words. Here's Coach Port. So, Coach, in the fall season, the Jennies had four first-place finishes in five events, and the one that wasn't a first-place win was a third-place finish. What's been the focus of practices to keep your team at the top of the leaderboards?
Well, I think it has a lot more to do with just the mentality the kids came in with. Last year when we didn't get out of the regional tournament, I think they were pretty disappointed with their performance up there. And you could tell they came in kind of on a mission this year to rectify that mistake.
Absolutely. Now, what has been your focus as a coach during winter practice and going into the spring season to keep up the dominance of this team into the spring season?
Well, you know, the uniqueness of our season is that we split it in half. So when we come in the fall, the kids have been playing all summer and they're really ready to go. And then when we get ready to go in the spring, it's a little different, you know, mix on how you get ready. We've got out and played as much as we possibly could with the weather. You know, in January we had about 20 days where we couldn't get out, so we were in the indoor hitting. And but this time of the year, I mean, I think we're really well prepared for Houston, but I don't know that we're going to be playing as good as we possibly can when we go to Houston. You know, I expect us to play well, but I don't expect us to start hitting our stride until late March into early April in terms of playing like we were last fall, probably.
So throughout your time here, you've seen players achieve big accolades for this program. Mia Rallo earned the MIAA Women's Golfer of the Week several times this season. You've coached both Kelly Welker and Olivia Sabatsky, along with many others who have made names for themselves. How do you feel as a coach and an educator of athletes to see the development and the recognition of your golfers?
Well, I mean, the individual achievements that these kids get, they've really worked their butt off. You know, I mean, You cannot be a all-conference player in our league unless you're putting in a lot of time. We've had numerous all-region players, and to be an all-region player, you've really got to put in time. And then last year we had our first All-American with Rosie Klausner. And so all of those kids have put in countless hours. You know, the good players in our program, they are here to practice for whatever I say we're going to practice. And then they spend 15, 20, 30 hours on their own time practicing on top of that. So it's nice for the kids to get the rewards for all the time and energy that they're putting in.
So this team has had a lot of success since its inception. 7 trips to the NCAA events, including championship bids in 2019 and 2022 as a team. What is it like coaching players for such a big stage?
Well, it's fun, first of all. I mean, you know, there's in a 36-hole tournament, maybe I have an impact on 3 or 4 shots in that whole tournament. Now, if I have an impact on 3 or 4 shots, when you're at the top of leaderboards that are separated by a few, that's going to help. But, you know, the success of this program is these kids. You know, they are super talented. They've come in here and worked incredibly hard. You know, they've taken to heart some of the stuff that we've coached them to do. But at the end of the day, the success of this program is built around all the players.
And you've been with this program from the beginning, since the program started in the 2012-2013 season. So how has the journey been growing with this program from the ground up?
Well, I mean, the kids that we had the first year we were a program achieved at a level far above what I expected from them. But those kids, we don't even recruit players like that anymore. The depth of our team and the quality of the players that we're getting in here today versus 5 years ago versus 10 years ago, it's changed enormously.
Now, going off of that, not many people can say that they've been with an athletic program from the beginning. So what does it mean to you to be part of a successful team and to be able to put your name to it as the first coach?
Well, I mean, for me, the joy of this program is building it. And obviously we have a lot of things that we still want to accomplish that we haven't done. But, you know, when I got the job in February of 2012, we didn't have any players. We didn't have any equipment. You know, to go from that point to a roster of kids this year that are ranked in the top 10, it's been a great journey for me. And you know, I'm just appreciative of what the kids have done. Because like I said, as much as I've put into this, we're here because of the kids that are in this program and the kids that have been in this program.
And it's been very exciting to watch them grow throughout their careers, even in the time that I've been here, just a few short years.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an exceptional bunch of young women right now who are exceptionally talented golfers.
So other than coaching the Jennies, you're also the head golf professional at Mules National Golf Club. You're also a Class A member of the Professional Golfers Association of America. So what is it like being able to serve in both positions, working in college athletics, but also the professional golf industry?
Well, I mean, the opportunity to be the general manager at Mules National is great. I haven't, you know, my job at Mules National is very similar to my job as the coach, in that I have an unbelievable team in place at Mules National. You know, Ron Kazmaka, Paul Chamberlain, my golf professionals, Greg Milligan, my superintendent. Those guys are fantastic at what they do, and so they make my job pretty easy. You know, my job anymore is to make sure that we're going down a path that we want to be going down, but day in and day out, those are the guys that make this place run like it does.
Exceptional group of people working around you both on and off the course. So you were also a player for Mules Golf during your collegiate career. How did the experiences that you gained with Coach Poe stick with you throughout your career?
Well, when I got done playing, I knew that in the back of my mind I wanted to be a coach. And, you know, when I graduated from here, I went to St. Louis, worked in the golf business for a couple of years, and then had the opportunity to come back. And when I came back in 95, really, my intention was to get a master's degree and try to move on to a coaching job somewhere. Life happened. I didn't get the master's degree. I got married. I had kids. And honestly, at one point, really didn't think the coaching thing was going to work out. And then when they started the women's program, I went in and talked to Jerry Hughes, the athletic director, and told him that I wanted the job, and worked out. And I think it's been great for me, and I think it's probably turned out pretty good for the university as well.
And it really has. Coach Port, thank you for sitting down with me today. Best of luck to you and the Jennies in the spring season.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was Jennies golf coach, Chris Port. When we come back, we'll get a chance to talk with sophomore Jennies golfer, Mia Rallo. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in audio will enhance your skill set for work in radio, television, film, and beyond. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work on UCM Radio The Beat, as well as in film projects and live events. For more information on this or other concentrations within the Digital Media Production Program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
We can stop to make sure someone is okay.
Get in the way and disrupt the situation.
Notify an authority.
Or walk them home safely.
We can change the language around rape.
We can make campuses safer for our teammates, our friends, and our classmates.
We cannot be bystanders.
Taking action isn't always easy, but it's on us
to intervene.
Because we can.
Learn more and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. I'm joined now by Jenny's sophomore golfer, Mia Rallo. Mia, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Mia is a second-year golfer originally from Wentzville, Missouri. In the fall season, she picked up three first-place finishes at the Central Regional Preview, Grace Shin Invitational, and the Tulsa Cup. Through 12 rounds, she has 869 strokes for an average of 72.42. She also earned the MIAA's Women's Golfer of the Week award three times. Last season, Mia had a 78.43 stroke average through 14 rounds and 6 events. She finished first at the Lady Tiger Classic with a two-round score of 7 over par, 151. At the Midwest Intercollegiate, Mia tied for fourth with a 15 over par, 155. That season also saw her earn the All-MIAA Freshman of the Year award and a spot on the MIAA's Academic Honor Roll. Before UCM, Mia attended St. Joseph's Academy, where she was a four-time All-Conference and All-State honoree, lettering in all 4 years. In 2020, she finished third at the state championship. Throughout her high school career, Rallo was a member of four state and district championship teams and was a two-time district champion in 2018 and 2020. Now, let's go ahead and talk with Mia Rallo. So, Mia, this season you've had three first-place finishes, and in every one of your tournaments you've finished in the top 15. How do you feel about your personal development as a golfer this season?
I've definitely developed a lot. I've definitely learned a lot about myself and how I can handle pressure for sure, but those wins weren't just because of my golf game. I would definitely say my mental game is what helped me become the player that I was in the fall and the player that I continue to be throughout the rest of my season.
So when you prepare for the spring season, what are you focusing on to further develop your skill and keep up your strong season?
Yeah, we just, here at UCM, Coach Port helps us build a process through what we need to work on based on our stats. So I'm just sticking to my process, trying to hit more greens, make putts, get up and down, and just keep that mental game strong.
Now, you've been the MIAA's Women's Golfer of the Week three times this season. How do you feel about being recognized as one of the top golfers in the conference on a pretty consistent basis?
It is very cool. But I would definitely say that, again, it's just sticking to my game, not really like focusing on like the wins, but just focusing on like bigger goals that I want to accomplish. And then I would definitely say sticking to my team, because even though I might be focused in the MIAA, our team is also really up there in the MIAA, and we're ranked number one. And I feel like we push each other and they push me, and that's just like how we both get up on top.
So you feel it's more about that camaraderie than the hardware that you get at the end
of
the year?
Yes, for sure. Definitely sticking with my teammates and pushing each other.
So speaking of awards, you were the MIAA's Freshman of the Year last season. What do you think that says about you as an athlete that you earned such a high honor in your first season?
It definitely said a lot, for sure. I came in very nervous as a freshman, wasn't really expecting much, and I think bouncing off of the older people on my team, they definitely helped me get that confidence. And they're like, who cares if you're a freshman, you know, like you got this. And so that was definitely like a big goal of mine. I was not expecting to win freshman of the year at all. I mean, I went through an injury, but I did have a win. So But yeah, again, just like holding on to my teammates, pushing each other, it's awesome.
That's something I keep hearing from a lot of the athletes here, that there's a unique sense of camaraderie. We talk about in sports that there's always that sense of brotherhood, sisterhood, but mm-hmm. it seems to be something a little special here at UCM.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have my sister here on the team, and everyone else is, they're just like my sisters. And I mean, we help each other whenever we're down, and we boost each other whenever we're up, and it's just, it's awesome.
So you're in season two here with the Jennies. Do you still feel like one of the young bucks on this team, or are you now one of the team's leaders?
I'm still definitely a young buck. I mean, we have some two seniors on the team now that are definitely really good leaders and help us stay focused, but I definitely think our team also shows our age and the way we can still have fun and goof around. But yeah, I don't think that anyone's like top dog on this team. I think we all bring our different characteristics and we build each other up. So
what kinds of relationships have you built throughout your time here? Are you and your teammates interacting much outside of practice?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We hang out all the time. I live with three of the teammates here and we have so much fun. We just get together, you know, go get food, hang out. It's awesome.
Now, with golf being such an individually focused sport, how do you and your teammates build each other up to get the best you can out of each golfer?
There's like a little thing we do before each tournament where we blast music in the van and we have a little dance party before we go out and be serious and work hard. But I definitely think just kind of getting loose together and having some fun really just builds each other up, makes us like want to play our best and have some fun as well. So
now, as you mentioned, you do have your sister on the team, Nicole. So was her already being here the reason that you chose UCM?
It was a part of it. I'm not going to say it was like my only reason, but her and I have been teammates forever. And I just knew that if we both were on a team together, that would be a dream and a pretty dangerous team. So that was definitely a big aspect. But no, not just because of that. I mean, Coach Port was probably like my main person. He made me feel wanted. I knew he was going to help me build up my golf game. And I mean, UCM is just a great place. So it just felt like home.
So let's go back to when you were in high school. You were a four-year letter and a district champion twice. You also were an all-conference and all-state honoree. So how did your high school career translate to college golf?
My St. Joseph's Academy golf team was unbelievable. We had a lot of wins. It definitely helped me with the team aspect for sure. Not a lot of people come from a team where a lot of people are wanting to win, and I feel like that is also a big reason why I came here, because it just reflected my St. Joe golf career in UCM being, we want to win, we want to work hard, but we're also going to have fun at the same time. So
now, when you made the transition from high school to college, were there any difficulties you faced, any learning curves that you had to get used to?
Yeah, the teachers at UCM are definitely more on your own type thing, where St. Joe was like a little bit more different. So I definitely had to learn academically how to plan out my days, figure out a good schedule. Golf wise, we have a lot more team based practices rather than individual. So I did have to get used to that. But other than that, it was a pretty smooth process.
Yeah, a lot more of that adulting that they keep telling us about.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Mia, thank you for letting me ask you some questions to get today. Good luck to you in the spring season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Jenny's golfer, Mia Rallo. When we come back, we'll go over some news in UCM athletics. Stick around for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in sports communication will enhance your knowledge in multi-camera live sports productions, in addition to writing for sports media. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work through different media outlets, including live streaming under the MIAA Network, UCMCTV, and digitalberg.com. For more information on this, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
Champions know how to seize opportunities. When they see moments of greatness unfold right before their eyes, they push as hard as they possibly can. And then they push harder. Because the heart of a champion never settles, never quits, and never stops giving its all. We are champions. We are Division II. We go big, we give it everything we've got, and we win. On the field, on our campuses, in our communities, for our causes, in our careers. We rise to become champions in everything we do. We are Division II, and there are no limits here. We make our time count. We set our own path. We become champions on our terms. It's time to up your game, because we're here to play and learn. But most importantly, we're here to discover ourselves, our vision, our heart, our drive, to achieve every goal we aim for, because we want to be champions at the highest level, life. At Division II, the opportunities are here. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sports Page. Let's have a look into some headlines around UCM athletics. Jenny's basketball defeated Nebraska Kearney on Thursday, 81-77. Brooke Littrell was 6 of 10 from the floor and finished the night with 18 points. Right next to her was Olivia Nelson with 18 points of her own, going 7 for 12. Lauren Frost contributed 12 points and a season-high 8 assists, while Ashley Toll had 14 points and 9 boards. The game was neck and neck for most of it, as there were 12 ties and 16 lead changes. In the fourth quarter, the Jennies outscored the Lopers 24-17 to pick up their 17th win on the season, 11th in the conference. The Jennies have secured a spot in the MIAA tournament in Kansas City, Missouri. The tournament kicks off on March 6th and continues to March 10th. Coming up, the Jens will travel to Emporia on Wednesday to take on the Hornets, and they'll remain on the road for Saturday against Washburn in Topeka. Mules basketball took an exciting win over the Lopers on Thursday as well, 67-58. It was a tale of two halves as the Mules dominated in the first half, leading by 16 at one point. The second half saw the Lopers come back against the Mules and keep up until the very end. Keith Kiner III finished with 19 points to lead the team and 7 rebounds as well. Two other players finished with double-digit points, Tim Jordan Jr. with 17 and Jalen Knott with 13. The Mules outscored Nebraska Kearney 30-26 in the paint and a large 21-4 coming off the bench. This gave the Mules their 11th win of the season, 6th in conference victories. The Mules will be with the Jennies on the road in Emporia this Wednesday. Jenny softball is in Oklahoma as they participate in the Raising Cane's Softball Festival. With the festival underway in various locations around central and western Oklahoma, the Jennies will finish off their trip with a Sunday game against Oklahoma Baptist. That game will be played at Deer Creek High School in Edmond, set to start at 3 p.m. The Jennies will move on to Topeka, Kansas to play in the Washburn Invitational beginning on February 24th. Number 4-ranked Mules baseball hosts Davenport in a 4-game weekend series this Saturday and Sunday. The Mules enter this series 5-2 while Davenport is yet to start. Game times are set for 1 p.m. both days, with ticket sales available for Sunday's games online at ucmathletics.com/tickets for $6. All tickets are general admission. Well, that's all the time I have for today, but if you like the show, be sure to share it on your social media and use hashtag UCMTheBeat. I'm Roman Pfister, and I'll see you next time for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.